Charlie Tuna coming back at you for another 60 minutes of the radio. All this emphasis these days on jogging and running, staying in shape. There are two ways to avoid the harm done to your feet by running. One is to buy a special pair of shoes for $79. The other is to buy an ordinary chair for $29.
There's a full moon out tonight, and love is moving in the shadows. I got no ways to run, and it's following me everywhere that I go. There's something in the air, I can feel it everywhere. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart.
Is there a full moon out tonight? Someone could lose a heart then. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line report. Celebrity close-up with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., a couple who still married, but they've gone on their separate solo careers professionally. Also, there's a grandmother down in Florida who'll write letters for you to your grandchildren, and will write letters, period. Meantime, Rolling Stones, Tattoo You, just sitting here waiting for a friend. Have a telephone. It's not like you can't call.
Looking girl, pass by. It ain't the latest thing. I'm just standing in a doorway. I'm just trying.
back that saxophone yet, aren't they? Waiting on a Friend. That's Mick Jagger and Friends. Well, here's a friend I wish I had. The new Rubik's Cube national champion, a 17-year-old Vietnamese refugee who now lives in Los Angeles. Mean Thai matched the colors on all sides of the cube in just 26 and 400 seconds, which earned him the championship in a field of 10,000 competitors. Thai will be the U.S. representative in the World Championships, which are tentatively scheduled for April in New York. He's also written a book on solving the cube, which will be published under the title The Winning Solution. Since he first began practicing with the cube last June, Thai has spent most of his free time working with it and regularly solves it at least 50 times a day. I hate that. Charlie Just about everybody has heard of the GI Bill, but many don't know how to apply it. Today's GI Bill can help veterans with educational training at approved public or private schools, high schools, vocational, correspondence or business schools, junior or teachers' colleges, college or universities, professional, scientific or technical institutions, or any other institution which furnishes approved education at the secondary level or above. Veterans, get the education you need with VA's help. Contact the Veterans Administration for all the details. Physicians will not damage their professional standing by advertising their services. That's the conclusion of a new report published in Current Issues in Research and Advertising. The report claims that many consumers believe that advertising would force the medical community to be more responsive to consumers' needs and wants, improve consumers' awareness and knowledge of doctors, and assist them in making a better selection of a physician. The researchers also believe that increased competition brought on by advertising would help lower health care rates. And advertising doesn't necessarily pay off, though, at least in the legal profession. According to the National Law Journal, most lawyers don't think so. Back in 1977, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that attorneys could advertise their services. Since then, legal firms and individuals have used a wide variety of media, from T-shirts and direct mail to TV and radio, trying to put some pizzazz into their whereas. In the first 6 months of 1981, some $3 million was spent for legal advertising in the top 20 American television markets. The results, however, were less than spectacular. One Pennsylvania firm considered typical spent $5,000 on advertising. The ads brought in only enough new business to offset the initial expense. Consumer Line.
Thank you.
Drifters and Charlie Tuna, bringing back one from the 60s. Dance with me, only if I can lead. The other night we were in the supermarket, and this seemed to be the phrase most often uttered. I can't go for that, no can do. Prices on food these days. And I told my wife I really didn't mind her writing a check on the supermarket scale while the clerk was still using it. After all, I think everybody at least once in their life should have the experience of eating a $45 tomato. Here's Daryl Hall and John Oates. Detroit these days is trying to find out something that Americans will go for. Now can the clergy redeem the Motor City? American Motors says it has put together a, quote, special purchase allowance for ordained clergy who qualify for discounts on 1982 models. Appropriately enough, there is a $100 discount offered on the AMC Spirit. If the Spirit moves you. Charlie that the National Cancer Institute currently are searching for improved methods of early detection of cancer of the lung. New techniques include examination of the sputum for the presence of abnormal cells, improved X-ray procedures, and new instruments which allow small tumors to be located more easily. With a free booklet, Progress Against Cancer of the Lung, write to Radio, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland, 20205. Charlie Tuna on the telephone right now. to Jacksonville, Florida. I have a lady down there who has a new letter writing service for grandparents too busy to write to their grandchildren. It's Marie Dilling. Are you a grandmother yourself?
No, I'm not, but I hope to be one day.
What is your company called? It's Granny Ree and Granny M?
That's right, and both of the grannies indicate sides of my personality. The Granny Ree, I think, is the real me, and the Granny M is my alter ego.
Aha. Well, now, how long has your service been in existence for the grandparents out there?
The first letters went out in October of this past year, so actually there have been, well, four counting the letter that just went out.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, if I may make a slight correction, the letter service is not only for grandparents, it's for anybody who knows a little child who loves to receive mail.
Oh, really?
Yes, anybody at all can subscribe to the Granny Letters.
That's why. What was your inspiration for this? Just because people have their busy schedules nowadays?
No, a very dear friend gave me the idea. She has grandchildren, which is how the granny idea got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Who loved to get mail, and she thought it would be a good idea if somebody decided to write letters and send them to little children. And this is how I picked up the idea, and so far the children who are receiving the letters seem to really enjoy them.
What a great thought. Well, how much does your service cost for this, Marie?
It's $12 a year, and for that the children get one letter a month plus a birthday letter.
Ah, a little special bonus for them, right?
Yes, I hope so.
And they're signed by yourself?
They're signed Granny Ree and Granny M.
Oh, that's a treat, I bet, for the kids. I know my kids are always writing to their grandparents, and I'm always too busy to write to my own folks. So.
Well, this is one of the very nice side effects that has happened. One of the grandmothers told me she wasn't sure exactly what I said to her grandchildren, but she's been hearing from them more lately.
Maybe they can take up the slack that's been missing as far as letter writing in their lives.
Very good, and thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking with you, sir.
Thank you. Of course, come to think of it, if they're that busy, they probably won't find time to write you a letter in the first place, will they? still got it, doesn't he? That's Young Hearts Be Free Tonight. Of course, against the law to pay for it. It's Charlie Tuna back on the telephone. Hi, who's this?
This is Holly.
Hi, Holly, and you have a question today for the famous...
Infamous. Mr. Music.
And the question is...
Well, I'd like to know who sang the City of New Orleans.
Why do you want to know that?
Is it... it's worth a Big Mac.
Oh, another one. Yeah. I'm going to have to start getting my chair. That was, have you got all the choices there? That was Arlo Guthrie.
Okay,
yep.
I that was on then. I thought, no, not him.
That's the one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Go-Go's and Charlie Tuna, and we got the beat. I heard two interesting things yesterday. A police officer said crime rises in direct proportion to unemployment, and a new car salesman said, stick them up. Charlie Tuna.
Have problems with a leaky master cylinder?
CBS Magazine.
Problems with brake lockup?
CBS Magazine.
Want to know more about new publications?
CBS Magazine.
Want to know more about a smokescreen?
CBS Magazine. The cover story.
Read the March issue of PS Magazine. Cover to cover.